All of a sudden, there's too much good news. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Look at this. 244,000 net jobs created last month. And that's after accounting for a drop in state government jobs. If you just look at private industry, it created 268,000
jobs. 268,000
jobs.
That's the biggest gain we've seen since 2006.
CBS Money Watch correspondent Jill Schlesinger. The unemployment rate went up to 9%, but that's because more people were telling the survey, yeah, I'm looking for work again. If everybody without a job just told the survey, I've given up, don't bother me, I'm busy watching Seinfeld reruns, unemployment would be zero, but it wouldn't be good. I even heard a report that U.S. factories are actually desperate for skilled workers.
A growing number of U.S. factories are looking for people to make things. In some cases, former inmates who learned skills while in prison are being hired.
They're even hiring ex-cons now. And those oil speculators got scalped. Oil prices down 9% yesterday, which means gas could slip back to $3.50 a gallon by summer.
I'd have not felt this good on a Friday after data has come out in, I think, 3 years.
I feel it too, Jill. Of course, Al-Qaeda did issue a warning that our happiness will turn into sorrow and our blood will be mixed with our tears, and we found plans to bomb trains. But you know what, Al-Qaeda? I'm going to deliberately spend the weekend not thinking about you. Just as long as those SEALs are on duty. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.